The wheelchair-accessible ramp, stairs, and newly redone pass-through between China Bridge and Main Street is part of the extensive Main Street improvements. The area was closed off several months ago, and the project was delayed by frequent inclement weather. Now, says Park City Senior Project Manager Matt Twombly, the crews have completed the ramp and now will scramble to finish the rest before Thanksgiving.
We do still need to manufacture the handrails. They have to do that once everything is completed. So they're in the process of manufacturing the handrails for that. Likewise, the steps actually get our granite steps, so they're going to be starting that possibly the beginning of next week.
He says the next step is to fill in the area between Cafe Torrigo and O.C. Tanner with brick pavers. That project, he says, will take about 3 weeks, then the whole area will be open for pedestrian traffic. Twombly says they're still within the $530,000 budget for the whole project, which also included soils mitigation.
Kept money in there for contingency for the soils, and it looks like we're right within budget. Yeah, we're part of the soil district soil, so whatever we didn't reuse on site, we had to export to Tooele. We didn't do a lot of testing, but we did test the soil just to make sure that it couldn't be deposited somewhere else.
Sidewalk improvements along Main Street are also drawing to a close for this year.
The rest of the sidewalks are completed, except for we ran out of granite pavers for a small section. I believe that was completed yesterday, so all the sidewalks should be completed as far as paving goes.
They're just waiting on the streetlights, which are being redone to fit in the historic district. Twombly also says three of the new tennis courts at the PC Mark will be enclosed by the bubble this weekend. Then we'll get the final touches so play can begin on those courts by Thanksgiving. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.